This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Debbie continues with her teaching, Who is Lost in My House?
I'm thankful that you died on the cross for me and my loved one, whoever it is. And then there's S, which is supplication. Supplication is a prayer that asks for something, either by petition or intercession. We humbly and according to his will ask or petition him patiently and persistently, not just for what we need, but for what others need. And I always think of that story about the woman that went to the king making her request. And the king was too busy. He didn't want to be bothered. But she went day after day after day after day. And he finally said, this woman is driving me nuts. I'm paraphrasing here. But he said, this woman is driving me crazy. And he granted her petition just to kind of get her off his back. And that's kind of an example that we are given, that we should never give up. We may not see the results of it today or next year or even in our lifetime, but we should never stop making petition.
Pray without ceasing.
That's right. And when we intercede, we want to pray for what God desires. And sometimes we don't know what that is, and that's when the Spirit prays through us. You can read about that in Romans 8. When we don't know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us.
Yes.
We can go through these acts for our loved ones and just believe that God will do everything through us and beyond us to reach our loved ones. You know, he could use somebody that we don't even have a clue who they are. Or God can work out his plan of salvation for our loved ones, and it may involve us and it may not, but we should still always pray. Power praying, if that's what you want to call it, continues patiently in hope and in faith that what we are asking for, we will receive. It pulls down the walls within us and breaks down the walls within them that is keeping them away from Jesus. It trusts God to do what we can't do. It surrenders our body and our soul and our spirit to the leading of the Holy Spirit to reach our lost loved ones. It shatters the gates of hell, so to speak, and it loosens the enemy's grasp on our loved ones. It lets us confidently know that the Spirit who lives in us is greater than the Spirit who lives in this world. That's John, 1 John 4:4. So continue praying, and if you haven't started, start now. Praying for your lost family members and loved ones.
Amen.
When we stand in agreement with the Word of God, while we're speaking, while we're praying, while we're confessing, God's will in heaven is brought to earth. Jesus defeated the attack of Satan in the wilderness by speaking God's Word, and that's an example for us. He countered each attack with, it is written, it is written, it is written. Now, somebody said that everything that he quoted was from the book of Deuteronomy. I haven't checked on that, but I thought that's interesting. Who would have thunk the book of Deuteronomy? But anyway, that's something I need to look up. But there's very little that is more powerful than praying for somebody quoting the Word of God.
That's right.
I'm just a hillbilly like my dad, and so sometimes the way I word things isn't very fancy, but it's like I just say, I throw his word back in his face. I say, God, you said in your word, and I think it means something to him. He knows what he says, but the fact that we know it and we're saying, Lord, my dad used an illustration. When I was about 7, we were going to Montana driving back there, and we came up over a hill and a Coke truck full of bottles of Coke, bottles, so that tells you how long ago it was, came the other way, and the front tire came off and hit our car, and it messed my parents up, and we went over the embankment that was steep enough that I couldn't crawl out. But the reason that my dad wasn't going really fast, which in Montana, back in those days, when you were out on the open road, there was no speed limit. I don't know if it's that way now, but you could go as fast as you wanted to legally. And he would drive 80, 90 miles an hour because there's Montana's a big, wide state. But
it is.
We had just gone through Missoula, and he had promised that we could get ice cream, and then he didn't stop. And I had been saying to him, but Dad, you said we could get an ice cream cone. And so he had slowed down so that he could turn around and go back, and that's probably what saved our lives. But I think of that when I think about God. When we say, but Lord, you said in your word, it's a powerful thing. We just need to pray the word of God over our family and loved ones that need to be saved. Claiming his word, it'll bring life to our family. Psalm 107:20 says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. God's word saves and heals and delivers from destruction in this life. And the word of God can shatter every wall and break every chain and deliver from every bondage and expose every sin. So when we speak the word of God over our family, we are imparting truth and life to them. Genesis 1:26-27 says, then God said, let us make people in our image, to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the livestock, wild animals, and small animals. So God created people in his own image, and God patterned them after himself. Male and female, he created them. You see, the creator of the universe has purposed and destined each one of us to be in his image. And so we can pray, Lord, my loved one, the image that they were created to be in, your image has been shattered by sin. So send your spirit to reveal to them that they're purposed to live eternally with you. Draw them to you. I always pray, oh Lord, draw them with your cords of love, because that's how God works. He doesn't shame. He just loves us. He wins us by loving us. While we were yet sinners, he loved us.
Yes.
It's hard to reject love because we're all looking for love. We're all looking for acceptance and love and somebody to care about us. And that's the bait that God yes. uses. That kind of brings us, I guess, to the end of this study. I hope it has been a help to you, maybe gave you some new ideas for dealing with whatever's going on with your family and your friends. It's helped me. It's reminded me of some things. My dad used to say, there's some lines that needed to be tightened. I don't even know where that comes from. I suppose it has to do with horses. Tightening the lines.
I think maybe it has to do with mooring a vessel.
Oh, maybe. It's funny the things that we forget or don't think to ask until our parents are gone or our grandparents are gone. It's like, wow, I wonder what he meant or where did that come from? And
well, you know, your dad was born on a riverboat on Sauvies Island.
That's true.
I think it, having been a fisherman for a long time, it's important to keep your lines tight.
Yeah. So, you know, in my life, there are things that I know, but if you're not constantly bringing it to the forefront, you can kind of slides, you kind of forget, and the lines get kind of slack. And we need to keep the lines tightened. We need to remember how important this is. It's so easy to get caught up in this life. And as time goes on more and more, because we're just bombarded with information and knowledge, and it seems like there's no quiet time. You have to carve out quiet time, because it's not like you're riding on a tractor out in the field where you have time to think, or we're just running around like a bunch of rats in a maze, kind of.
Yeah.
And so we need to take time to pray. Prayer is so important. It is the most important. And you know, the day's coming when we won't pray anymore. There's no prayer in heaven. No need for it. So now's our chance.
You'll be there.
Yeah. So I guess I'm done today, Marvin. If you have any closing statements or thoughts or...
Just the one verse that I've quoted many times, probably on our broadcasts, and it seems to apply again, is from the Living Bible, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, don't worry about anything, but instead pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers.
Yes.
And if you do this, you'll experience His peace,
yes,
which is far more wonderful than the human mind can think or say. And He will keep your heart and your thoughts quiet and,
yes,
at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Okay, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this. Listen to Dad, the classics, and then next week, hopefully, we'll start a new study. I don't know what it will be yet, but tune in. And God bless you. Thank you for your support and your prayers for this ministry. May God's blessing rest on you, a double portion. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. On Friday, join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.